BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The United States has registered 11 million coronavirus cases as health experts join calls for President Trump to start handing over power so Joe Biden can get to grips with the crisis. David Willis reports from Washington.
Donald Trump's refusal to accept defeat in the election is preventing President-elect Joe Biden's transition team from gaining access to government funding and information, including the sort of information they need in order to tackle the coronavirus. Yet whilst this grim new milestone of 11 million cases nationwide might increase the pressure on Mr. Trump, it's unlikely to make him concede. He continues to assert, without evidence, that the election was subject to massive voter fraud and is mounting legal challenges in the hope of overturning the outcome.
The former US President Barack Obama has accused Donald Trump of actively fanning division and resentment for political gain. In a BBC interview, Mr. Obama warned that the tensions, which he attributed to growing inequality and social and political insecurity, would outlast Mr. Trump's presidency. Peru's interim president, Manuel Merino, has resigned days after taking office. He lost the support of Congress after the deaths of two young anti-government protesters in the capital, Lima. His resignation request has been approved by the Congress, which is holding a special session to choose his successor. Here's Katie Watson.
Peru has been plunged into political crisis in the past few days, leaving two people dead in clashes with police and dozens more injured. It all started when Congress voted to impeach President Martin Vizcarra over bribery allegations that he denies. When Speaker of Congress Manuel Merino took over as interim president, it spurred tens of thousands of demonstrators to take to the streets, accusing Congress of staging a parliamentary coup. In a television address announcing his resignation, Mr. Merino said that he had acted within the law, but wanted what was best for the country.
Moldova's pro-European opposition candidate Maia Sandu appears to have won the presidential election. With more than 90% of votes counted, she is just over 51% of the vote. Steve Rosenberg is in Moldova.
Among the key issues in this election were corruption, the government's handling of the coronavirus pandemic, and the economy. But this was also a vote on whether Moldova should look east or west. Maia Sandu, who is heading for victory, favours closer ties with Europe. It was Moldovans who voted abroad who appear to have been decisive in this election. Despite trailing, the incumbent Igor Dodon said he remained confident. But if he's confirmed the loser, that would be an embarrassment for the Kremlin. President Putin had openly backed him in this race.
BBC News.